When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. And I am your host, Monster Jam Lord. And today we're going to recap these next two events on the Monster Jam 2021 Stadium Championship Series in Jacksonville, Florida. Two great shows. I would say these are probably both these shows had the best action from any of the shows that we've had so far on this 2021 series, which is saying something because this 2021 series has already been quite insane. But I wouldn't say that they're the most solid shows of the tour so far, because I think Houston had like just quite solid shows, just great action consistently through every driver. But I would say that the highlights from Jacksonville are probably the best highlights we've seen all tour, for multiple different reasons. I'll go over those this episode, of course. So let's get right into it and recap the first event in Jacksonville, Florida. So we're just coming off of Orlando. Ryan Anderson's been dominating. Talladega Dukes has got an overall event championship heading into this show. And we're expecting some, you know, good action returning to Jacksonville. And our racing winner on this rainy night in Jacksonville, Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid, beats out Zbari, Musauer, and Zombie. Well, and, you know, that was Ryan's first racing win of the season, which is surprising. He's made it to the final round countless times, and he just hasn't clutched the win, which, you know, it's Ryan Anderson. If anyone's going to be getting racing wins, I think we're picking him, right? And it's surprising that it took him until the fifth weekend to actually get some racing wins. But there he did. He got it. It was great. Great to see Ryan getting the quad. He's gotten a racing win, a skills win, a freestyle win, and an overall event championship this year. The first driver on tour to do that. So pretty, you know, expected that Ryan would be the first one. I would have expected a lot sooner than now, but, you know, that's 12 points on this show for Ryan coming right up. And the skills competition, this show was muddy, everyone. So with all the mud on the field and all that, it was not a good skill competition. More than half the drivers came out for a donut, which is expected and what they should have done, because that provided for a better show, better entertainment. But yeah, just as the show went on, as like past racing got to skills, the rain was coming down more and more, so it was getting muddier and muddier. And no one really put on, like, a winning skills competition run up until our last competitor, Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid, who came out, hit the jammer, had a great slap wheelie, did what he had to do. No driver had done anything close to that. And then he came out for his second hit and sky wheelied it off one of the racing lanes. That was great. Great to see, you know, someone get something done in, like, two-wheel, you know, in the two-wheel competition. So that was awesome. Ryan, at this point in the show, has 24. He's gone 2 for 2 out of the 3 competitions at this point. So, and yeah, I was sitting in my seat ecstatic, like, okay, Ryan Anderson, he's got 2 out of the 3. He's going to get the 3rd one tonight, you know, and it's going to be in a muddy show. That's going to be awesome. He's going to get all 3. I was expecting him to definitely get the overall and definitely get the freestyle win. I wasn't even hesitating on there. But moving on to freestyle, that didn't go quite as I expected or quite as Ryan had planned himself either. So what happened in freestyle is freestyle started off pretty good. You know, a little slow, wasn't exactly what we were all expecting. But they started picking up around Jim Kohler and Kristen Anderson when they came out for their freestyles. Kristen Anderson came out and laid down a lot better run than anyone would have expected for her first mud run, and I would maybe even say it was her best run in a stadium up to this date. A great freestyle from Kristen Anderson, which led her to capture the freestyle win, her first competition win of the 2021 Stam Championship Series, let alone her first freestyle win in the stadium, which is awesome. Great to see Kristen actually, you know, getting competition wins. This is the longest we've gone without seeing Gravedigger get a win in who knows how long. It's been weeks, and that's like unheard of. Gravedigger not getting a win. But if you ask me, this was not a deserved freestyle win. And yeah, that's not saying Kristen had a bad run. I'm just saying that so many other people had much better runs. Like, just to name a few, Tala Duke, Ryan Anderson, Jim Kohler, Cole Vennard were four guys who, or even Adam, had great runs that I think were a lot better than Kristen's, who, you know, could have won, who could have deserved the freestyle win. But fan judging went in the hands of Kristen. She pulled off a mini flip in the mud, which I was surprised that worked out for anyone, let alone her. I mean, like, not saying she can't do it. I'm just saying that, you know, anyone actually pulling off a mini flip in the mud, like, that's like the one ramp in the entire sport where you need traction, you know. And then she pulled it off, just went straight into it, landed on the front two tires, pulled it out. That was great. Really cool to see a mini flip in the mud. That was the first one up until this point, so that was really cool. But some other freestyle highlights in Jacksonville Show 1. I'd say the highlight of this entire show, Cole Vennard, the Black Pearl, hit the backflip ramp, and he pulled off his signature move, the walk the plank, you know, Black Pearl Pirate, walk the plank. He hits the backflip, sticks the nose into the dirt, lets it rest on the back two tires on the tailgate, and then wheelies out of it. And he pulled that off in the mud. Insane. That was insane. That was, you know, the first time I'd ever seen a walk the plank from Cole Vennard in person. I've seen other drivers pull off a backflip to wheelie, but Cole Vennard, he's, you know, he's the guy of that move. You know, like, some people just have certain moves, like Ryan's got the sidewall donut, Buto had the backflip pretty much. That was Cole Vennard's move, the walk the plank backflip to wheelie, and that was awesome. I finally got to see that in person. I've been waiting so long to see him pull that off. I've been waiting every show this tour for him to hit the backflip ramp, and let alone pull a wheelie out of it. And he finally got it in the worst conditions to do it. This is the one where he got it. So that just, you know, is a testament to Cole's skill and how good of a driver he is. I think, if you ask me, it should have been either him or Tom Mensah got the freestyle win. Tom had an just, you know, it was a little easier than we're used to seeing from Tom up until the final couple hits, you know. He hit the backflip ramp, and that's when he started going crazy. That's kind of been what Tom's been doing this season. He's been riding out the clock, and then the last 30 seconds or so is when he starts going crazy. But it just hasn't been enough. Tom's been getting really screwed in the fan judging scores. That's why he's so down so far. If you ask me, I think he should still be, you know, if the fan judging was right, I would expect him to still be at the top of the point standings. But it's what screwed him over last year, the fan judging. It's what screwed him over this year. So that really sucks. That's about it for show one, except for your overall event champion. Your overall event champion in Jacksonville show one was not a competition winner. It was Tala Duke, Monster Energy. He did not win a competition this show, did not win racing skills or freestyle, but he got your overall event championship, placed highest in all three competitions, average. Awesome. Tala Duke, that's his second overall in a row at the point where he won in Orlando show three and then carried that over to Jacksonville show one. Cool. Tala Duke getting points, scoring points. That's what we love to see, getting, you know, starting to compete out there more with the Andersons and Tom, you know. And he's climbed up in the point standings too at this point. He's a lot closer to, you know, capturing the lead in general of the point series. You know, he's getting back where he should be is what I'm saying. So let's move on to Jacksonville show two, a complete polar opposite of show one the night before. Show one was at night. It was raining, muddy, terrible conditions. My hands were frozen. But show two the next day on Sunday, 3 p.m. or 1 p.m., excuse me. That show was crystal clear, bright skies, not a cloud in the sky. And the show kicked off with Ryan Anderson winning racing for the second show in a row after not having a single racing win this season against Bryce Kenny in Mohawk Warrior. Ryan's on a roll now. You know, when Ryan gets on a roll, he's on a roll, right? So he's comfortable with that Bakugan truck, and he's showing it. Two racing wins in a row against some of the fastest, you know, Bari and Bryce. Those are like two of the fastest guys on the tour, if you ask me. So two racing wins for Ryan in a row. But this is where the show gets a little funky. Show two in Jacksonville. Jim Kohler brought out the Aqua Body, which hasn't competed in Monster Jam since World Finals 2009, which was the last time he ran that body, I think, period. I mean, I know he's ran the body in some beach shows across the years, but that body has not ran in Monster Jam in about 12 years to this point. So he pulls it out. He's been pulling out a new body every weekend for the fans. And he pulled out the Aqua Body in Monster Jam again. And he got the Skills Challenge win, which is a sign, which was a sign at this point. So last time Jim Kohler got an overall event championship was Anaheim 2020. And he had never gotten an overall event championship at this point, you know. But that show, he got the Skills Challenge win and got the overall event championship. So when I saw Jim Kohler get the Skills win on this Jacksonville show too, I was like, are we going to see a repeat here? Are we going to see Jim Kohler get his second overall event championship of his career? So, you know, we let that sit. Jim Kohler captures the Skills win. He, you know, a couple other guys, you know, put on good Skills runs, like Tom always puts on a good run. Todd LeDuc. Kristen got, she got the truck stuck again. She is the queen of getting the truck stuck, which is, I think it's awesome. I think it's funny seeing a truck get stuck and it can't move. Yeah, she got the truck stuck on one of the logs in the center pod, and the truck just standing directly straight on the back of the chassis, just staying straight up in the air. But that wasn't enough. Jim Kohler came out, had a nice sky wheelie, truck flipped on the side, pulled out the save on the two sidewalls. It looked like he gave up, but then he was like, oh, wait, they actually didn't shut me down, so he kept going. That was cool. Jim Kohler got the Skills competition win in Jacksonville show two. So carrying over to freestyle, your freestyle winner was Adam Anderson Megalodon, who put on another consistent run. Adam is, you know, I would say, I've been throwing around Mr. Consistency a lot this tour, but it's been changing, you know, like if you ask me, it changes by the weekend of who's consistent, who's performing up to speed and all that. You know, everyone, you know, especially with a sport like Monster Jam, there's always going to be fluctuations in what's going on and all that. But I would say out of anyone on the tour this year, Adam Anderson has been the most consistent. He's been filling the clock in all of his freestyles. He's been placing at least in the semifinals in racing every weekend. In skills, he's been pulling out the same thing. He's been doing a bicycle and a wheelie. So I think if you ask me at this point right now, Adam Anderson is Mr. Consistency. Tom isn't. I would have said Tom or Todd was coming into this tour, but not anymore. I think Adam Anderson's finally gotten, well, I mean, not finally. He's been used to that Megalodon truck for a good couple weeks now. He's been performing pretty damn good, if you ask me. So Adam Anderson took the freestyle win, which, again, I don't think was deserved. You know, with fan judging, you're never going to get the correct winners. That's just how it is, and we're going to have to accept that. It's not going to change. But our I think the freestyle winner should have been Tom Mentz from this show. He put on a run that we haven't seen him put on in, you know, quite a few weeks, or if not all year. Tom went crazy again. With that new chassis that he's been running for like the past 5 years or so, Tom, it does not get upset like old Maximum Destructions or Max D trucks used to, which is, you know, I think it's really put a damper on what Tom can do and some reasons why he's not placing as high as he used to and, you know, getting the wins. I just think the chassis isn't, you know, really doing what it, you know, it needs to do. But that was thrown out the window this show. It's almost like this year that they really loosened up that truck. Like, the truck was very tight, which was completely opposite of Max D's for a couple years. But it looks like the truck's a lot looser. Like, it's getting up on two wheels a lot more, which barely used to happen the past couple years. He's been pulling off some saves. Like, right in front of me, Tom got on, he was trying to spin into a donut and got right on the sidewalls in his freestyle. And it was like as far over as a truck could get without flipping over. It was really cool. Tom had a couple nose wheelie saves the show, getting up on two wheels. Great stuff from Tom Mentz. He's been like, I think he realizes that he needs to be switching up his freestyle game. You know, just riding out the clock it's not getting him scores, and you know, it's not really even his fault. Tom's been putting on like the best freestyles every weekend anyways, and he's just getting screwed over. It's like, okay, I have to step up my game. I have to get even crazier now because the fans aren't recognizing it. They're not seeing the skill that he's putting in. They're not seeing all the effort he's putting in the freestyle. So he's got to switch it up. But our overall event champion for Jacksonville Show 2 goes to Jim Kohler in Avenger. Did not go to Ryan Anderson, did not go to Adam Anderson, did not go to Tala Duke, did not go to Tom Mentz. It went to Jim Kohler. Now, I think, if you ask me, this is officially, as of this weekend in Jacksonville, Jim Kohler's defining season in his entire career. We've been saying it for weeks. We've been saying that Jim Kohler's been a different animal in the 2021 season that he has ever since he started competing in 1997. But this is Jim Kohler's, I would say, professionally best season of his career. You know, take out his two world championship years, take out, you know, all the years he's been driving in general, and this is his best season. Every weekend, he's been entertaining with his driving, with what he's been doing. He's been putting something different out there, which his driving style is different from everyone else's on tour when it comes to freestyle, when it comes to racing, even when it comes to the skill. He'll do something different from everyone else, and it's working. It's getting him points. I mean, not as many points as he'd like, but it got him an overall event championship in Jacksonville Show 2, his second of his entire career. So that is awesome. This Jim Kohler, what Jim Kohler's been doing, it's psyching me. I love it. It's such like a wild card, you know? Like, we thought Kristen coming into Gravedigger on the stadiums was going to be a wild card, but this Jim Kohler is a complete wild card. So I don't think it's going to be getting him any higher in placement on the tour or this year, but it's just great to see. It's great to see Monster Jam unpredictable and unexpected, which is, you know, what it's known for. You know, that's what Monster Jam is, unexpected, unpredictable, and all that. Some other highlights in freestyle this show. Todd LeDuc had a nice backflip, landed straight on the back of the chassis, and it bounced, pulled out the save. Kristen Anderson, Gravedigger, hit the mini flip, but her right rear axle was not spinning, so the truck kind of did a corkscrew more than a backflip. Landed on the right side of the truck and pulled out the save from the mini flip ramp. Two nights in a row she hit that. That was awesome. And another highlight from freestyle this show was, I think, Ryan Anderson put on one of the technically best freestyles of all time. I wouldn't even say it's like the best freestyle of all time or like the most entertaining, but Ryan Anderson came out first of the show because he got last in freestyle. The night before, last in freestyle, when he came out, lined up for his hit, and the truck shut down and died, so he placed last in freestyle, not getting him the overall event championship. So, for show two, he came out first and put on one of the technically best. He just pulled into, like, three moonwalks, spinning the truck around. Not, like, the stuff that's gonna wow the crowd, but the stuff where, if you're a real fan, you're seeing that and going, like, wow, that is the most skill I've ever seen. Which is saying something, because Ryan's getting better and better, especially in this new truck. It's scaring me almost. I don't know how what the limit's going to be on his skill, man. I don't know when it's going to stop. But yeah, that was about it for Jacksonville Show 2. Let's recap the points from the entire weekend. We got, coming in number 12, the 2021 Stadium Championship Series points. Number 12, Lindsey Reed, Scooby-Doo, 120 points. She was in 11th last week, but I guess another bad weekend in Jacksonville brought her back down to 12th. Not surprising. I think that's probably where she'll finish this tour. I'm kind of surprised there's not more of a points discrepancy between her and Kristen, actually. But, oh, it's funny to mention, I'm currently in Tampa right now as I'm recording this, and my flight yesterday from San Diego to Dallas-Fort Worth, Dallas-Fort Worth to Tampa, Lindsey Reed was on my flight. I'm just saying. I'll just say that right now. And also, the DJ K Young, she was on my flight from from Jacksonville to Dallas the week before. So, you know, celebrities, you know, just riding planes together, you know, no big deal. Joking, of course, but yeah, Lindsey Reed, 12th in the point standings, you know, not unexpected. This, it's expected, but you know, what are you gonna do? Number 11, Kristen Anderson, Gravedigger, 142 points. Having Gravedigger 11th in a stadium series is still so weird to see, but again, not unexpected. That's where I'd expect her to be, 11th, 142 points. Pulled out quite a bit in front of Lindsey Reed. She got a lot of points this weekend in the skills and the freestyle, so that pulled her up over 22 points over Lindsey. which is quite a big points gain for her, but it's not really going to help when you're in 11th. Coming in at number 10, Jamie Garner Overboard, 170 points. About where you'd expect, you know, nothing really more you could say about that. Jamie Garner's not bad, just in this field. Where else is he going to place? Number 9, Corey Rummel Rage, 177 points. That's kind of upsetting because I would think that Corey would be getting, you know, would be more consistent. And he has been. This has been a great season for him. But he's just had some bad luck the past couple weekends and it brought him down quite a few places. Number 8, Colvinard, the Black Pearl. You know, number 8, 179 points for Colvinard, only 2 above Rage. That's, you know, that's a little weird. You know, I'd like to see Cole a lot higher than that, and he could be a lot higher than that, but, you know, just a bad luck season. You just have those seasons sometimes. Number 7th, Jim Kohler, Avenger, 188 points. A lot higher than I'd expect. I expected him to be like 10th or so. And again, there's not that many points separating 7 and 10. There's only about 18 points separating number 7th and number 10. So that's going to, you know, I would expect it to fluctuate a little bit by the time the season ends. But, you know, still cool. Still cool to see Jim Kohler that high up in this field. Number 6 hasn't changed. Bar Moussaoui Zombie, 226 points. He's been in that number 6 spot, I'd say, ever since the tour began. And again, where you'd expect Bari Moussaoui, just a guy who's going to go out there and do what he has to do and you know, be right in the middle of the pack, which isn't a bad thing. Number 5, Bryce Kenny, Great Clubs Mohawk Warrior, 250 points. Gone down quite a bit. Bryce has really lost his, I'd say he's pretty much lost his chance at this point for the series championship. There are still 5 shows left on the series, which ends in Dallas, Arlington, Texas. But, you know, whatever. No one was really expecting Bryce to win, so it's kind of, you know, it's not as disappointing, but, I mean, it's got to be disappointing for him when he was in 2nd the first couple weeks all the way down to 5th. That sucks. Number 4th, Tall LeDuc, Monster Energy, 268 points. He's getting up there. He's getting his points back. He's doing what he needs to do to get his points back. I'd say Todd can definitely move up, especially looking at these points right now. I'd say Todd, you know, these top 4 definitely got a shot at the championship. It's really close points race. 261 points for Todd LeDuc. Number 3, Tom Mentz, Max D. Fire, 268 points, tied with Todd LeDuc. You know, that can fluctuate just as anything, any points, man. When you're tied, and especially when it's this close between number 4, 3, 2, and 1, anyone can take the lead. Number 2, Adam Anderson, Megalodon, which is surprising. I would have expected him to finish a lot lower. 284 points, and only separating from the lead by 1 point, Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid, 285 points. This series is getting tight, everyone. It's getting tighter as it goes on. Adam's been getting more points, being more consistent. Got him up to number 2, only 1 point behind. Ryan's had quite, you know, he's not had the best luck these past 2 weekends. He's been crashing and racing, or he's been, you know, not being able to freestyle, having some bad skills runs. So it kind of brought him down a little bit, and now he is only 1 point behind, ahead of his brother, Adam and Megalodon. I'd say between the first 4, Ryan Anderson, Adam Anderson, Tom Mentz, and Tala Duke, this series is up for grabs. We'll see who it is. We'll see who wins. Make sure to watch the Monster Jam shows, that these 2 Monster Jam shows, Jacksonville, recorded on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/c/MonsterJamLord, Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. Check it out. Great action. I would say, like I said before, some of the best action we've seen all tour. So yeah, make sure to check that out. I am going to be in Tampa this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 12th, 13th, 14th, for the 3 shows in Tampa, Florida this weekend. Those will be up on my channel the nights that those events occur. And I will also be in Dallas, Texas in 2 weeks for the Stadium Championship finale. And then I'll be in Atlanta a month after that for those 4 shows at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at MonsterJamLord, at Monster.Jam.Lord, excuse me. Make sure to follow me on YouTube, MonsterJamLord, to keep up with all the new Monster Jam content. And make sure to follow this podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. Thank you for watching, everybody. Have a good one.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at Ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.